sipping coffee, tapping our toe to CCR, tuned into the Garden Hour of Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, do me a favor. Do your friends, neighbors, and family a favor. Call them and make sure they're tuned in so we can help educate and entertain them just as well. Make sure they are not making the mistakes many of us, that we are trying to keep many of you from imbuing into. How about Susan in Glendale, who's called the show? She got in by dialing 1-888-767. Can I sing this? 1-888-767-4348.
I like it. Keep going.
Good. Good morning, Susan. How are you? Can you sing us your question?
No, I can't, Rosie.
Well, I couldn't sing the phone number either, so go ahead.
Thanks for having your show. I am a regular listener and enjoy it all the time.
Thank you.
My sister-in-law brought me some organic peaches from Wilcox, and I've just been putting them up to freeze. And I wondered, is there a trick to doing something with the pits to try and grow some peach trees?
Not really much of a trick. You can plant the pit in a pot and sprout it first and then plant it in the garden. You know, a lot of times there used to be a peach tree growing as you came down off of Sunset Point, about a third of the way down on the left-hand side, where somebody invariably threw a peach pit out the window, and it happened to sit by where one of those drainage grates were, so all the water kind of ran to that spot. And if you caught it just right in about March, it was in full bloom.
Oh, I bet that was pretty.
It was absolutely gorgeous. Now, they eventually tore it out when they had to clean out the culvert there. So they'll sprout pretty easily. The problem is that once you have this peach tree from a peach pit, there's no telling what kind of peach you're going to end up with. The way they grow peaches for variety is they bud or graft the wood off of what they know is a Alberta or a Desert Gold or a Florida Prince or whatever the variety is, and they graft it onto a rootstock. That the rootstock they probably do plant from seed would be one of these varieties because it's vigorous and hardy. So you can do it, and you may end up with a wonderful peach, and you may end up with something that never produces a viable fruit. It's hard to say. If you got acres and acres of ground and you don't mind watering one and having it grow, try it. It probably will flower, and they are a beautiful flowering tree, if nothing else.
They are that, yeah. Okay, that was my main question, and thank you guys very much for being there so we can call and ask you.
You bet.
Susan, appreciate it. Down to Tucson, bring Lois into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I was calling because I have previously had almond tree, and it lasted for like 8 years before it quit kind of producing. So we cut it down, and we planted a new one about a year and a half ago. And this year, it was pretty loaded with almonds, but what I started noticing, because a lot of them were splitting right now since the moisture, and which means they're ready to pick, and I'd say like one in three of them, when you open the outside casing and then you get into that, looks the hard casing looks fine until you open it up and to look at the almond inside, and it's like gooey, almost like molasses on the whole coating of the almond itself. And I don't know if this is a bug, because I've noticed these little black small, like some real small beetle, and they're running on the ground, and I've seen them in the almond tree as well, and they have little red spots on them. So I don't know if they're getting into it and that's what's damaging the almonds, but about one out of three of the almonds is,
Well, there is a leaf-footed plant bug that does, they affect pecans sometimes, so I suppose they could do almonds, and they will, they have a sharp snout, and they can pierce that outer husk, and that would let moisture in, which could cause that. If you had enough of those, I suppose. The other thing is, it says here the tree's only a year or two old. It could just be the symptoms of a young tree trying to produce more fruit than it's able to produce. If it's only one in three and it's a young tree, I don't think I would take any drastic measures at this point.
Will almonds produce that quick?
Well, most fruit trees like, which almonds are a relative of the peach. In fact, a funny story real quick is that years and years ago, we sold a guy a tree. I think it was supposed to be a peach. It had gotten perhaps mislabeled. But this man came in very irate with about three big gunny sacks full of what he thought were the crappiest peaches. These are the crappiest peaches I've ever had in my life. Little shriveled up hard things. And my dad looked at him and said, well, it may be the crappiest peach, but you got one hell of an almond tree. And he said, really? He said, yeah. He goes, well, I'd rather have that anyway. So anyway, they produce at an early age, and they also, as she mentioned, the 8 to 10 years, they're short-lived because they do start producing very early, as opposed to citrus, which take a long time and live a long time.
I never would have put them in the peach family.
Look at an almond look at a peach pit.
Okay.
And they're, you know.
So this, I have not got my almond trees yet. Should I not put them with the rest of my nut trees? Because I've got pecans and pistachio, and those take a couple years. They're saying 7 to 10 before the I'll even get a pecan.
Yeah, exactly.
And about the same for the pistachio, but almonds will start that quick.
They'll produce much earlier, yes.
Interesting. Learn something new every I come down here too. We learn something new. 1-888.
And you don't have to call it.
767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the program. After the bottom of the hour news break, we're going to have special guest Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau talking about the lower price this quarter of Arizona produce.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.